Okay, so the first thing I would ask everybody, if I could have your full name and title for the record.
I am Darren Seifer. I'm the Food and Beverage Industry Analyst at the NPD Group.
One of the things that NPD has done recently is sort of getting an idea of the public's view on GMOs. And I was wondering if you could talk about this new report, Navigating GMOs for Success. How does the public view GMOs these days?
Well, it's really interesting. This is the second time we've gone down this route, and there have been some dramatic shifts in consumer awareness as well as concerns over the last 3 years. So, for example, in 2013, among those who are primarily responsible for their household's grocery shopping, more than half said they had little to no awareness of GMOs. Flash forward to now, and that number has shrunk to less than 40%. And as consumers are getting more informed about GMOs, they actually recognize why they're being used. More than half of primary grocery shoppers actually say there are benefits of GMOs, and those benefits center around more resilient crops. So the interesting thing about that, though, is that while more consumers say that they're in the know of GMOs and that they say there actually are benefits to them, concern levels are still rising for consuming GMOs.
Well, where do those concerns fall then? Because if they understand some of the benefits, what are they concerned about, and what concerns them about GMOs?
The concerns tend to center around quote, messing with living organisms, tinkering with the foods that they consume all the time. They feel that there might be some safety issue, possibility of adding toxins to the food. So whether or not these are true and that's actually happening during the process of creating a GMO crop is one story, but those tend to be the top concerns that consumers have when consuming GMOs.
Okay, and then when you talk, the release also talks about consumers and the new federal labeling law. So could you talk about what you have found when it comes to consumers' awareness of GMOs in the supermarket and how they're labeled?
Right. Well, one of the things that we asked is, are you aware of any new laws that have been passed? And only 1 in 10 consumers said that they actually knew about any new laws that have been passed regarding GMO labeling. And if you just look within that small segment of consumers, only half of them can identify the wordings of the new law that's going to go into effect in a couple of years. So there isn't very much awareness of the new law that was recently passed. However, when we ask consumers, how do you currently find out if a product contains GMOs? By and large, it's wordings on the label or a symbol that's on the label. That's where consumers are getting their information from. Very few consumers currently use a QR code, which is what the new law allows for, that takes them to a website with the GMO disclosure. It could also be that that's just a function of the fact that very few products have a QR code that do that, but the main point is that more than 70% of consumers say they either found it with a word on the label or they found out by looking at a symbol on the package. So the label is very important.
Okay, and just for some background information, where did you conduct this, or when did you conduct this study, and how did you conduct this study?
Yep, we did it using our online panel, and we conducted it from October through November of 2016, so it was very recently. Our goal was to ask this of primary grocery shoppers, because they're typically the key decision makers for food purchase decisions. It was a series of closed-ended questions, but we did have a couple of open-ended questions, such as, what does GMO mean to you? So we wanted to see what consumers came up with. And at the end of the day, we had 2,053 qualified respondents who came up as primary grocery shoppers.
Okay. And is there anything else about this study or its results that you would want to make sure got mentioned that we have not talked about yet?
Yeah. I mean, there's there's lots of tidbits, and hope I can get some of them in there. But when we ask consumers, for example, you know, are you aware of certain areas of concern that you heard a great deal of, that you heard about quite a bit? And GMOs is the fastest growing area. It's not the highest yet. A lot of people have heard of high fructose corn syrup. They've heard a great deal and quite a bit about it, artificial sweeteners. But back in 2013, 24% of primary grocery shoppers said that they heard about GMOs a great deal or quite a bit. That number skyrocketed to 38%. So it's something that's been in the news. You know, Vermont's labeling law really spurred a lot of interest in that, and also helped us get to a federal labeling law. So a lot of people have been talking about that. The other thing that I would love to mention is that when we look at who is actually joining the ranks of the aware and concerned of GMOs, it's really younger adults. So when we take that same question, how much have you heard of or read about GMOs, and they answered a great deal or quite a bit, it's younger millennials and older millennials who are way above average for answering that question that way. So this does seem to signal a generational shift in the way that they think about food, the way they think about health, the way they think about food safety, and marketers are definitely going to have to think about this as millennials get older.
Okay, and also just for some quick background, can you tell me about the NPD group and the work that you guys do, generally speaking?
Yep. The NPD group is a global consumer research company. We monitor consumer behavior in a vast array of different industries. So food and beverage is clearly one of them. We also monitor consumer behavior in the world of apparel, in aftermarket automotive, toys, jewelry. So our basic goal is to get a full understanding of consumer behavior in the U.S. and abroad as well.
All right. I think that'll work then.
All right.
I appreciate it.